Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
I don't know why I'm such an Ed McMahon when you walk in the room.
I don't know.
You make me laugh. Well, okay, so...
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going.
All right. This is coffee cup number two.
Oh, no. How was the daily dust for you as a consumer?
It was dusty.
Did you like that Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I kind of feel bad for Jake Paul because I'm thinking he's going to get whooped.
Listen, this is going to make him millions of dollars.
I guess, yeah.
He does not care. Although, I don't know if you know the Jake Paul before he took up MMA and now.
I don't know.
He was a scrawny little YouTuber.
I got you.
And now he's pretty buff, but I'm sorry. I don't care how old Mike Tyson is. I guarantee you, one punch to the face and that kid's going down.
That's what I'm thinking. So I kind of feel bad for him, you know?
Yeah, I don't.
I got it.
He's obnoxious. Anyway, all right. If you're just tuning in, it's Coffee with Kane and... Hello, get
Kane,
off your phone.
Mr. Kane. Listen. I had to Google search Jake Paul. I wanted to see what he looked like.
Okay. All right. You're more than welcome to do that. I'm sorry.
I did that. I'm sorry. Kane and Kane.
You're supposed to be paying attention.
I'm
this
not.
Is about me.
I know. Listen to me with your eyes.
Yeah. Listen to me with your eyes. That's one of my favorite stories of kids.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So I did look up a topic for us to discuss today because I find it extremely helpful if we have something to chat about so that at least to get the conversation going for Coffee with Kane and...
Kane.
Thank you.
Should we talk about how phones can distract relationships again?
No. No. But I will tell you, I know... that I'm extremely annoying to you at certain times. Shh, don't. But we do not.
You.
Yeah, I love you too, babe. We don't share a vehicle.
No, we do not.
You actually have two. Well, three.
Two and a half.
Two and a half because you have a motorcycle.
Yeah, but I mean, I have a vehicle, but then I have a hunting truck and then I have a motorcycle. That's different.
Yeah. How many vehicles do I have?
Well, you have...
Actually,
car, and
I'm
then
pretty
you have,
sure my name is on the
and
truck.
And then the truck, and then the motorcycle.
I'm pretty sure that my name is on the title for the truck.
That's terrible. I gotta fix that.
Didn't I buy that?
I don't know,
I think I went and bought it for you because you wouldn't pull the trigger on buying
it. Could be.
Anyway, okay, so here's my question. We don't share a vehicle, but if we did, does it make you crazy... when I drive your vehicle and I mess up the radio?
You don't mess up the radio. You mess up the seat position.
Oh, okay. That's part of the problem here. Somebody polled a bunch of married couples who share a vehicle. And the annoying things that about
radio?
Getting into the car after someone else has used it. And moving the seat forward and backward is the big complaint. But I have one and two buttons on mine.
Yeah, and I do have that on mine. But the fun part is when I get in your car and I start it up and your phone connects.
When I'm in the kitchen.
When you're in the kitchen and your phone connects to the car.
And it's usually an audio book.
Yeah, an audio book
of some cowboy.
Exactly. Something like that. Or some sort of, I don't even know.
I read a lot of Western mysteries.
Some news stuff comes up sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's the news.
Yeah, the news.
Occasionally it's my sleep music.
Yeah, that comes up sometimes, too. But that's the part that always... that part entertains me, because then I can't get my phone to connect. Because if I'm driving your car, I'm going on a long trip, or to the oil change place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to St. Louis. Is that considered a long trip?
I don't know. No.
That's a
Columbia is a long trip.
Yes. Anyway, so moving the seat forward and backward, although it makes me laugh when you get in and it scooches you up and you're like, oh.
I'm going to try to jump in really fast before the seat finishes moving.
Yeah.
You're so much tinier.
You're right. I'm only 5 foot two. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Morning Go on B104.3 and it's Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Mr. Kane is here with us this morning and... We're talking about sharing a vehicle and the annoying things that happen. I got in my car a couple days ago, and my right-hand mirror was adjusted again.
I just do that on purpose.
Do you do that to annoy me?
No, I never adjust your mirrors.
I don't understand how my mirror keeps getting moved. Unless it's a mirror gremlin? It's fine. When I get home and I park the car and then I get in the next day and the mirror is moved and it's not me doing it.
I don't know.
Okay. Thanks.
It's a gremlin.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Getting
what
the
else is
seat
there?
Back just right,
mm-hmm.
meaning how reclined you are.
Yeah.
I like mine. Okay. This is the dumbest thing ever. I like my seat reclined more than most people because I don't like it to touch the back of my head. It's a sensory issue.
The back of your head is ridiculous.
Yeah, the back of my head is. But I think it's a sensory issue that came from, like, when I had big hair.
Mm.
And I would wear those claw clips on the back
of my head.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Banana clip kind of things.
Yes, but I wore the smaller ones that really held your hair tight.
Yeah.
And if it touched the back of the seat, it would poke my head.
Yeah, I had that issue.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, so that was when I started. This is no fun when you're here. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
That's
all right.
Me.
You never leave me with an empty gas tank.
I do not.
Do love that about you. When you drive my car, you will fill it up.
Sometimes other people have left me with empty gas tanks.
Yes, I have left you with an empty gas tank in the Suburban, but it also costs like $85 to fill that thing up.
And other people have borrowed vehicles.
Oh, I'm not
like
getting into that. I'm not.
Something.
I'm not getting into that conversation. Are you talking about the offspring?
I am not saying names.
I don't know if they're listening. I know he's not listening to the radio right now.
The shoe fits.
Sleeping. It ain't me though. That's for sure.
You borrowed the truck and didn't put gas in it.
I tell you, if I didn't put gas,
I'm waiting for my phone to ding.
Have you gotten in? Well, we've gotten in the car together, and I've had my phone connected listening to something, and I have to turn it way up to hear, like, audiobooks and things like that.
And oh, yeah.
So then you get in there, and it's like, ah!
Yeah. That happens, too. Have you ever, you don't do it as much as I do, but, like, if you get a rental car, and you get in, and, like, the radio station will be set on something that's really, really loud.
But I have not. It's been years since I had a rental car, so... I think.
And sometimes you get in and it's like, how in the world did someone drive like this?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I don't know.
It's just something I've experienced.
Let's see. Feeling too cramped was another answer.
Yeah.
That's the same seat position. They left a mess behind.
Oh.
That is a huge peeve of mine. Not so much, you know, just normal stuff, but like I've gotten into the station vehicle before and there have been like crumbs in the seat or crumbs in the floor or crumbs in the console with the cup holder and all of that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, those boys got a finger wagged at them.
Oh my goodness.
Where's
well,
Jared
boys,
Pettis?
Listen, boys, let me just tell you.
Where's that Jared Pettis?
This is the pot calling the kettle black.
No, I don't leave crumbs in the station vehicle.
No, but you do in yours.
Mine is different. It's mine. I own it. I don't own the station vehicle, and I clean up after myself. I pick up my trash.
Good job.
Take my cup and stuff.
You know,
with
it's
me.
The cups in the cup holder. Trash, that's always the big thing, because you know you go to jump in and you got your coffee cup or your soda or whatever, and you jump in and there's empty cups in the cup holders and you have things in your hand and you're like, dang it.
I don't usually do that.
I do.
Yes, you do.
I do it to myself.
Yes, you do. You left all kinds of trash in the seat the other day, so.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just moved it.
It's my car.
I don't care. It's your car. I just threw it in the floor.
Thanks.
With the rest of the trash.
I'll clean that up later. My car is not that dirty.
So I used to try to turn the air conditioner off, but my car does it for me when it turns off. Remember how you used to, if you left your truck is like that. If you leave the AC on, it comes on when you turn it on, right?
Right.
But my car doesn't do that. Because
it takes a second.
It's a smart car.
Yeah. Well, the Suburban does that. It's older.
Yeah.
But, smarter.
It goes back to whatever temperature you did last, but it doesn't automatically come on. You have to.
Yeah. You got to set it.
Come on. So, but I don't like the air blowing on me. I don't mind it being cool in the car. I just don't want it blowing in my face.
Yeah, but I do.
And it drives me crazy when you point the vent right
You're
at
welcome.
Your face.
It's your face.
I'm sure when you get in the passenger seat in your own vehicle and I have closed the vents.
Yes. Yes. Like, why is it so hot in here? The vents are all closed.
Because I close the vents. Or
is that
I
on
redirected
the list too?
Them. No. Well, it just says having to adjust the heat or AC.
Yeah.
This says meaning the temperature, or maybe they like it blowing on them and you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't like it blowing in my face, which is why I struggle with a fan. But man alive, it has been warm in our bedroom at night. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
We don't have a tree on the end of the house anymore. It fell down years ago, and so I think I think that side of the house is getting hotter and hotter. So anyway,
but no fans in the space where you are, because you can't have a fan blow.
I don't like the fan blow.
I just wait for you to fall asleep.
I know. I will wake up in the middle of the night, my head is cold, and I pull the blanket up over my head.
You're funny.
I've never grown accustomed to the feeling of my ears not having hair covering them. And I've been wearing my hair short for 20 years,
I know.
I still am not accustomed to my ears being exposed.
Well, it doesn't happen until after 30.
Oh my gosh, I found a picture the other day, my hair was so big.
Yeah
it was big
back in the day,
and the rest of me was very small.
Big hair, little tiny waist.
Okay, so I found pictures of you the other day and you looked like my dad.
Yeah, I saw the one picture of the daddy-daughter dance.
Yes.
And I was pretty thin.
Very skinny, and you were wearing my dad's Mexican wedding shirt.
It was a themed dance.
It was like a fiesta.
Yeah, fiesta.
So you were wearing my dad's shirt. And I think the biggest part of the problem was it was too big for you.
Yeah.
So
I was swimming in it.
It kind of hung on you.
A little bit. Just
you also had your glasses on, and I think you had a goatee.
Yeah.
And it made you look even thinner, but you did look like a grandpa.
Well, I was thin.
Yeah.
I used to be. And I ate a baby.
Get in my belly. All right, we've branched off into inside jokes now, and that is never good. If you are a fan of Austin Powers, then you know what we're talking about.
Okay. I'll come back to it.
Yeah, don't. Anyway, so, I think that we are much more mindful of each other in the vehicle department, because I will tell you, I did not get you gas, and it's usually because I forgot.
If we shared a vehicle, we would have those issues.
We have shared a vehicle before, and it was way worse then.
Yeah.
When we lived in Cape Girardeau, you just had that little motorcycle, and I had an Explorer, and you would have to use it sometimes.
Oh, boy.
And I would not have put gas in it, and it would frustrate you.
Never below a quarter tank.
Shut up, Dad.
Isn't that the wisdom that's passed on from generation to generation?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that there wasn't any wisdom passed on from our marriage counselor.
Whatever.
Preacher that married us.
We've never had that.
It was more like,
sure
you guys haven't
sure
been dating very long. Are you sure you want to get married? Yes, just shh.
We're in love.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we're more in love now than we were back then.
I agree. So much love in the air.
Wuv. True Wuv. True Wuv. All right, we got to go.
All right.
My mom called. I got to go. That is Coffee with Kane. And Kane, if you missed any part of it, I'm going to post it up online on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And I'm just going to issue a blanket apology to our children now.